I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The manager of LSU's hospitals in Shreveport says it's paid outstanding debts to the university system and is working out the final details of its contract. Ronnie Hubers is CEO of the University Health System, which oversees the two LSU-owned hospitals in North Louisiana. He told the LSU Board of Supervisors Thursday that he expects a long and prosperous partnership with the university system. LSU claimed it was owed more than $25 million for services rendered from the University Health System and its parent research foundation. The university board discussed developments in a two-hour closed-door session after Hubers provided his public update. LSU health advisor Jerry Phillips says it wasn't yet clear if the demands made by the university system have been met by University Health. Four candidates for the presidency of Northwestern State University are being interviewed this week on the Natchitoches campus. The NSU Presidential Search Committee interviewed Lisa Abney and James Henderson on Wednesday. Abney is provost and vice president of academic affairs at NSU. Henderson is chancellor of Bossier Parish Community College. Thursday scheduled interviews were with Linda Rinker and Renva Watterson. Rinker is provost and executive vice president for academic affairs at Davenport University in Michigan. Watterson is interim president of Georgia Hills College. The search committee on Friday is expected to recommend two finalists to the University of Louisiana Board of Supervisors. The board will make the final selection September 23rd in Baton Rouge. Police in Alexandria say a teenager from Texas is charged in the bomb threats that were called into Rapides Parish schools on Wednesday. KEDM's Ashley Lyons hears from law enforcement officials about the arrest.
Police in Alexandria say a teenager from Texas is charged in the bomb threats that were called in to Rapides Parish schools Wednesday. Lieutenant Bruce Fairbanks says around 10:30 a.m. Tuesday, they were called to Alexandria Senior High School in reference to a bomb threat.
They had already evacuated the schools, and we enacted our critical action plans. Shortly after that, while we were conducting this event, we received bomb threats at Brame Junior High School and also Bolton High School.
Fairbanks says the schools were cleared, and they were able to develop 17-year-old Reuben David Bayan of Fredericksburg, Texas, as a suspect later that afternoon. He says they have no clue what the motive is at this time.
But through the help of the FBI task force, which we have detectives assigned to, we were able to get a suspect and issue a warrant for that suspect.
Bayan faces three counts of communicating false information of planned bombing on school property. Fairbanks says they do know that Bayan is from the area, but he had been living in Texas for a period of time. He says another bomb threat was called into Pineville High, and they are working to determine if the suspect could also be charged in that incident. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
As the St. John the Baptist Parish government continues to try to eradicate a potentially fatal brain-damaging amoeba from a portion of its water system, the St. John School Board has declared a state of emergency. The declaration allows the school system to bypass public bid laws to buy bottled water for students at six schools. School officials estimate they'll spend over $17,000 for dispensers at the schools for approximately 2 months. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly cloudy skies during the day today with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms during the day, the high in the upper 80s.